And here we are back with live mics and absolutely nothing to say.
Oh, no, I got nothing to say.
All right, say whatever it is that you've got to say.
I would tell Iran, we'll chill out, but just remember, the first time you attack somebody, you will meet Allah personally. Every man, woman, and child in your country, plus a little bit of Syria, a little bit of Pakistan, and anything else.
Is that wise? Is that not insane?
No, I'd say, look.
And doesn't matter when you were dealing with these madmen mullahs who really don't care that much, who are not too concerned with meeting their maker because all their life is about is simple preparation for meeting their maker. So if we hasten their ability to get to the ultimate Mecca quicker, they might actually appreciate us for that.
Well, no. You see, what you don't understand, it's like...
That's not a deterrent. Our nuclear weapons are not a deterrent to people that are so joyous, that are so ready to die.
You don't get it. We don't like our leadership in George Bush. Do you think if every citizen in that country found out that we were going to blow them all to smithereens because of their people, there wouldn't be some sort of revolution coming along?
It's possible, but I think overall it's unlikely when you're dealing with people who perhaps might say, well, you know, this is not a bad thing. Might as well get to see Allah right now. Let's face it, our life here pretty much blows. We live in this backwards country. We don't have much in the way of the basics, the basic amenities that are considered a standard for countries such as America. There are third world nations that are far better off than us. If I'm a woman in one of those countries, I'm already hopefully pretty much disgusted with my life and my inability to be anything other than a servant and offer servitude to men, I would too probably look forward to the ability to move on to this better place.
I don't know. I think people have self-preservation. It's our instinct. And I think if, you know, hey, wait a minute. My life might be shit, but I want to live it. You know what I mean?
You're working here with me every week. How could it not be shit?
That's right.
No way. You didn't have to be so goddamn agreeable.
You know, before when we were talking about the driver's license, you poo-pooed it again and moved on without me saying, hey, besides the database, have you had a driver's license? Your picture is on the driver's license. So in other words, they can't pass it to somebody else off, and they don't give it to you at the office. They mail it to you. So in other words, you have to have a good address.
Well, you have to have an address. It doesn't have to be a good address. It could be a friend's address. It could be a relative's address. It could be somebody's address that you just know. It means nothing.
But a state document, you have to have your name on the mailbox. If the mailbox ain't there,
When I rent an apartment, I always put the name of the primary renter on the mailbox. Yeah. And within days, all these other names suddenly appear. You know, the folks that live there, they tape on this name and that name. I've got one family
that's
up here.
Right.
There were so many names taped on that mailbox that there's a notice stuck to it that states, see other side of notice for additional names. The mailman comes in here and he ends up spending, 30 minutes just trying to figure out, oh, okay, this one
Excuse
is
me,
here, too.
I've also seen your mailbox with 11 what? R and I.
Well, what the hell do you expect? It's either that or people are going to be sending mail to John P. Laurie, and they're supposed to send the mail to Johnny Lightning, unlike Brian. Get it together there. Yeah. By the way, thank you for those additional tapes. He keeps sending me tapes of what's-his-name show, and he does a great show, Mike Malloy there, one of the best things on Air America Radio. But his show suffers the same problem, and it is a problem. This is why Air America, in the latest book, now they got the PPM, the People Personal Monitoring, meters, whatever the fuck it is, this new equipment that automatically logs stations so that people don't have to write down their ratings in the book anymore. The rating people do not have to rely on the listeners to remember and write shit in their books to get it right. They've now got this metering system. Air America is doing so swell, they didn't even show up in the ratings. They're not even showing up. And you know why? Okay, I'll tell you why. Because shows like Mike Malloy and Randy Rhodes and a lot of other people that you know, I love Rachel Maddow, although she's a lesbian, so she won't love me back. All those shows by people I love that really have something to say, they are too much. They are too intensive on being a political polemic broadcast, particularly, and for the most part, that is all they do. They forget about entertaining all too often. They never break stride, change topics, change their subjects, maybe do something that's a little off kilter that has nothing to do with politics. It's constantly we're right and they're wrong, and as right as that may be, it gets downright fucking boring real quick.
Half the problem is that they are broke. They can't afford entertainment. They can't afford better writers.
Oh, no, that's bullshit. That all depends on the programmer. And most of those people are capable of doing entertaining programming. Rachel Maddow is a perfect example. Randy could do it, too, but she has to be... She just feels as though her efforts are best served by being a mouthpiece for the Democrats, much like Russia's a mouthpiece for the Republicans.
Exactly, but... The point is they can't be more entertaining because they are broke. You know,
does that factor in? What the fuck are you talking
can't,
about?
Could you let me finish half the time?
It doesn't seem to make sense.
No. The point is they need writers. Well, they're not like you who concentrate all week on writing the show and then still not use stuff. They got to come up with stuff every friggin' day, and they have families and everything else. They need writers. If they can't afford writers, if they can't afford a joke man to come on in and punch things up for them, then they're going to have a boring show.
I don't believe that's the case. And if that is the case, you could be right. If that is the case, then their priorities are slightly out of kilter because they should fund a few more comedians, a few more people with a humorous, glib outlook on things to lessen to lessen the boredom of hearing nothing but diatribes of a political nature that while they might be right on target, while the information they're giving you might be factual, that I realize in some cases is arguable, but while they are delivering a real alternative to the overwhelming right-leaning norm of talk radio, they are not doing it in a manner overall that's entertaining enough. Again, Rachel does it. Lionel does it. But, I don't even know if he's still on the air. Here he is on Air America in a time slot where I can't hear him. His show doesn't stream live anymore, so I don't get to hear him. He probably has less listeners now than he did doing the late night shift on WR. It's sad. His efforts are being wasted because he's one of the few people on that station that tries to do something in the course of his daily show that goes beyond pure politics.
You know, and I've said this about AM radio. If you haven't got 50,000 watts, you go nowhere. 5,000 watt radio station. I don't care if they
at the end of the dial.
Hey, at the end of the dial. Okay, guess what? They're 25 kilowatts during the day, but the second the sun goes down, which is when they put on more of these programs from the radio network, uh-huh. Right? Uh-huh. There's nobody listening. Because that station does not get out of the North Bronx.
Well, that's the problem. It's not that there's nobody listening. It's that they can't listen. They can't hear the guy. I know. If you go up like into Westchester and you try and listen to WWRL, you can hear some of those traffic information stations better than you can hear WWRL.
Remember, I was a friend of Bobby J when he was program director.
Whoa,
there.
You were a friend of Bobby J and you never introduced me? What a prick.
Man. He doesn't want to see you. He doesn't even want to go to CBS FM. Anyway, he's moving down to North Carolina.
What the hell is he moving down there for? Has he got a gig?
No, I have no idea. He's got a family. He's got a second family.
Second family? What happened to his first? What are you talking about?
Well,
not that I know much about Bobby J. But.
All right, well, he had an older son who's now, I guess, around 40.
Mm-hmm. Not 40, man!
Yeah, he remarried about 25 years ago, Cynthia, and they adopted at least three kids.
My, oh.
Yeah, so their kids
What brought that on, particularly as he works in radio? Not exactly a business where job security is number one.
Yeah, well, anyway, but he was PD at the time, and then he was on CBS all those years. I mean, they made it up.
And now he's just PO'd.
What? Yeah. But anyway, but I'm trying to say, I've known the guy. I've been with the station, at the time. I tracked that station all the way through Jersey, and I was working in Westchester. I know where that station goes at night. Even though the 25,000 days, it's not much of an improvement.
Right, I think for the most part, the pattern is set so it goes out to sea. It literally goes out to sea.
Well, basically, they had to get by LNG AM and put it off so they could get it into Suffolk County.
Yeah, that's right. They bought out WLNG AM and FM. You don't hear that jingle anymore, but they, you know, the FM is still going out in Sag Harbor, thank goodness. Hey, what, is it past time for us to soon again break out the old WLNG takeoff? One of my favorite pieces that I've done here. That's right. Some of my favorite pieces of stuff I've done here. Yeah. Of course, what would you expect? Not the stuff that, you know, anybody else is bringing to the table, which is nothing save for Mike, who at least writes headlines every week. Now, you see, the great thing about us not having gotten to your headlines this week is it gives you the opportunity to spend this week coming up with new headlines, taking this week's headlines and combining them into one outstanding, unbelievably entertaining headline segment that I'm looking forward to next week already. Already, I can't wait. I want the next show to start like minutes from now. So, oh no, wait a minute. You need all week to prepare the new headlines. But they're going to be great, right? Why are you just staring into space when you got, you know, why do I even give you a microphone? Why don't I just take it away for the amount of input that you give us in the course of any given show? It's truly terrible. I used to consider you my second in command. You're useless to me now.
Basically because that wasn't worth a response.
He also saw an item on the TV screen. You got to turn that off.
You're not supposed to be watching the TV. I don't even know why I've got the fucking thing on.
Yeah, his eyes always
have she? That. She's cute. Who's she? Is that her name? Mary Calvi. Oh,
she's
been there for about
3 or 4 years already.
Well, she's relatively hot. I don't know. You never get to see, you know, what they've got below the fold, so to speak. You see them up to breast level, and then, you know, after that, she might be fatty with, you know, with Hillary calves.
Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but...
some of them stand up. She used to do stand-up reporting.
Oh, and how did she look standing?
Not that. She's a little short, you know, but, you know.
A little short like that matters. I'm a little short of women to make love to. So, it doesn't matter to me if they're a little short because I'm a little long in the one place where it matters, ladies, which is why 718-633-3010 is available all week long if you'd like to get in touch with the best lover you've never had.
Just remember one thing. I was married to a girl who was 5'3", 5'4", too short for me. I need him like 5'6", 5'7".
Too short for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She was a woman. That's what should have mattered to you.
No, I don't know.
You know, and sure enough, there we go. Here comes my lover calling in right now at 718-633-3010. If you'd like to go out to dinner, I've got a place downtown, the Cafe Espanol, which I was at on Friday night. Unfortunately, not on a date. One of my partners got a promotion that he was probably undeserving of. Oh, come on! No, actually that he was deserving of. We just never thought he'd get it because he could be such an arrogant cocksucker. And he could be so anti-corporate. He even has a lawsuit going right now against the railroad. Although it's not for money. It's just to say, I'm going to fix you for something stupid they did to him. He got the job anyway, which... A pointed out how thin, how weak the field of potential candidates was, and also pointed to the fact that this guy is actually qualified to do the job and will probably do it really well. But because he got the promotion, I decided because he was like my partner for like the better part of 3 years, and I loved the guy in spite of him. So I took him out to dinner at this place. And how sad it is that the only chance I get to go there now is having to take out a guy to dinner when I desperately want somebody that looks like. Mary, what's her name here, to join me before I end up at Calvary, that's a local hospital, where they'll prepare me for my doom and then ship me off to Calvary Cemetery, where my life will end, which is not where I want to be because my plot is at Greenwood. No, we're not going to play the Greenwood piece tonight because we played that like about 9 times in the last 3 shows, so enough of that. Right, I don't know. Anything else, or should I just wrap? Because I'm tired of all this. Oh, yes, and don't forget one more time, veterans, we love you for what you've done, and in the case of many of you, for what you'll do. We honor and cherish your service, but keep in mind, once again, support of troops, support of those of you that are currently fighting over there or anywhere. If we object to the war... It's not a personal objection to you. We appreciate what you're doing for this country being against the war does not negatively reflect upon your service to this country. Even if your service is service that is begrudgingly being given to the country because you don't have a choice. Nonetheless, you are doing your service. And by the way, if you were one of those that felt so wrong by this war, or felt the war was so wrong, so immoral, that you ran from it and that you will not fight, or if you have served already and are refusing to go back over there, guess what? Good for you. I congratulate you and support you and honor you and cherish you for that decision, too. It's possible to do both. It's certainly not anti-American to feel the way I do. Gentlemen, any last words before we wrap up shop and close out this edition of the Extravaganza?
No, not really.
Just then, say goodnight, Dick.
Good night.
Well,
Dick.
Somehow when he says that, I he was looking at me.
Actually, I wasn't.
And you there, smart-ass big guy?
No, I got nothing more to say. Good night.
Hey, that's very appropriate. Finally, he admits it. He's got nothing. For Christ's sake, I've been saying you've got nothing for years. The cheese from the night. Are your Sunday sweet cheese?